It's another great Saturday on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Hey, this piano's got a computer, eh? I don't know how to work, though, eh?
Yeah, you wouldn't know how to work it if it's got a computer.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Wizard.
Let me try. I'm a genius.
Let's groove tonight. Share the sparks of light. And it's light tonight. We're going to groove tonight.
We're talking a little bit about the cloud. And the cloud really, to me, is just kind of a marketing term for, you know, storing data on the internet. The cloud, in the whole idea behind this goes back, I mean, it goes back a long time. I can remember going on site to companies doing research and this sort of stuff and, you know, having walls. I mean, you know, it was like a CSI episode. They were doing stuff that was, you know, seemed magical. As far back as like the late 90s. In kind of the precursor to the cloud, where they, you know, there was kind of ubiquitous data. Now, there weren't a whole lot of devices back then like there are now. There was no such things as iPads and iPhones and Android phones and et cetera, et cetera. But that was sort of the genesis of that idea, is to build an infrastructure on the internet that allowed you to have ubiquitous access to your data and have automatic syncing amongst various devices and access to various devices from other devices and have it all kind of be pretty seamless, you know, and it was very impressive. But as usual, you know, much of the time people just don't, you know, even the pros, you think, geez, guys that are really top-notch technicians working for these companies developing software and hardware, you know, they really get it in terms of, you know, the importance of your security and privacy. And, you know, I'll tell you something, they don't. I think they get enamored by the technology as much as we do. You know, we think it kind of makes sense to us to kind of overlook some of this stuff because we're not the pros. We don't have the training. We don't have the experience. We don't have the background. You know, the reality is, you know, they may have some of the training, experience, and background, but it sort of becomes, well, almost an unimportant part of their consideration of the products that they're developing. I mean, I think sometimes they get it right. Not much. I mean, it's incredible. And this story this morning, and you know, and it's just, the thing is, it just isn't surprising to me. You know, we've talked about this for years, and it's going to continue, and it's going to get worse. I don't see it getting better. Those of you who are members of AdultFriendFinder.com have a little bit to worry about. Big data breach. Online dating site for adults seeking sexual trysts has been hacked, compromising the personal information of some of its 64 million members. They announced this yesterday. In a quote from a company statement released yesterday, Friend Finder Networks, Inc. recently became aware of a potential data security incident. The security of our members' information remains our top priority, and upon learning of this incident, we took immediate action. So far, there's no evidence that members' financial information, I don't think that word is in there accidentally, information has been compromised. Now, that doesn't mean that their identities haven't been compromised. That doesn't mean they don't know a lot about you. Let me give you an example of the sort of stuff. If you're an Adult Friend Finder member, you're a member of the hottest dating, hookup, and sex community. One of the problems about a data breach is, as a part of being a member, you're asked a whole bunch of very personal information, including marital or relationship status, sexual orientation, and intimate interests. So your financial information may not have been compromised. But who knows how much of your intimate interests may have been compromised. Friend Finder Networks says it has 600 million plus members on more than 40,000 sites. Is it just me in the way I think, or are we looking at like a bunch of DAs and a bunch of state senators and a bunch of CEOs and a bunch of police officers and a bunch of, I mean, are we not looking at like huge, This is like a potential blackmail extravaganza, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Could be.
Who do you think might be a member of one of these things? Could there be former presidents that might be members of this?
No.
Could there be, not a current president, I would never say that, but I mean, my goodness. I don't know, man. I think it must just be me, because I just immediately, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what a incredible, potentially damaging mm-hmm. hack. I don't know. I think there are people who would rather have their financial information hacked.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
Absolutely.
But this is the concern about the cloud. Now, you know, technically, I don't think you would actually consider this little network sort of a cloud function, really. But the point being, anything on the internet, I don't care if it's your Obamacare health records. I don't care if it's your Walgreens pharmacy account. I don't care if it's your Schwab financial data. You name it. I think there's just a great deal of risk on the internet. And I'm not saying, you know, we talk about this a lot. I'm not saying that you don't accept some of that risk, but I'm just saying that I think a lot of us don't really realize. You know, I can guarantee you that 600 million of those Adult Friend Finder members didn't really ever think that this was going to be an issue. That the pros were running these sites and the memberships and stuff was encrypted and secure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, related only in terms of being in the cloud is our guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rob Engel, developer of Infotrack.com. I think a surprisingly effective cloud website. And it's interesting that we'll be talking with him sort of after doing this story with the potential vulnerability of the cloud. But one of the things that I think is great about what Rob's done is, I mean, besides just being a quality site, in all my interaction testing with it, is the fact that sometimes, and I think it may change for him. I think it's, I mean, he's never going to be, well, I don't want to say never, but it's unlikely that Infotrack.com is ever going to be a Google or a Microsoft. And so I think just from that perspective, there's some protection. You're just not as high. You're just not as high a profile. Now, you know, who knows? 10 years from now, he could be buying GM.
Well, after his appearance on this show, we know.
Yeah, of course.
His exposure is going to be tremendous.
Of course.
And that company's going to grow exponentially.
Of course.
I mean, literally after the minute he gets on this show.
Right. But just dealing with, you know, if you're on the cloud and you're dealing with lesser well-known entities, I mean, you don't want to deal with somebody that isn't a pro, that doesn't know, that isn't taking care. You know, I mean, we're not talking about unprofessional stuff. We're just talking about lower profile services and sites. There's a benefit of dealing with these guys. If I'm going to put my calendar on the web, I'm not going to do it at Google. I'm going to do it at Infotrack. I'm going to do it at Chaos Host. I'm going to do it somewhere else where number one, I'm confident that they're doing it the best of their ability, the protection of the data, but also just the fact that they're not Microsoft or Google or Yahoo or adult-friendly sex sites.
Well, you know, another option that you
just
have
a lower profile.
Yeah, you've often talked about is to have your own server in
right.
In your home.
Yeah, but see, that's what the cloud is. That's part of the sales thing with the cloud, is that you can eliminate the cost, the maintenance, the effort. You don't have to be an expert on running servers. I mean, am I going to count on my ability to run a server and keep it secure, or the pro's ability to run a server and keep it secure? Rob Engels from Infotrack.com coming right up.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.